हे राधे, जय श्री राधे, जय निताय, जय गौर, जय श्री राधे। আমরা দেখতে দেখতে আজ 26 দিন ব্যাপী
We can see that today is 26 days since we are hearing about these most divine topics of Shri Radha Thakurani's Mahabhav. These divine moods of Shri Radha Thakurani, they are not seen anywhere else. By the mercy of our Acharyas, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, all these divine bhavas reach this material world. We have received them here. This is a special offer of Sriman Mahaprabhu in this Kali Yuga. In this Kali Yuga, by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu and by the mercy of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana Goswamis, who had taken shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Dev, this most secret, this most hidden Sri Radha Thakurani's bhav and Krishna Prem, by their mercy, we have got opportunity to get to know about these topics. This is why we are offering tens and tens of millions of prostrated obeisances to Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That, O Prabhu, that after so many lives and so many faults that we have did, you have still appeared, you have brought, shown and taught us, you are teaching us these topics. Because of that, we offer you again and again tens and tens and millions, endless prostrated obeisances. They are such a high topics to be relished. And by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, those fortunate ones who accept this gift are able to get to know about it. So we are discussing the topics of following in the footsteps. Without following in the footsteps, anugatya, nothing can be reached. Without following in the footsteps, everything what is done, it's just a waste of time. If you are not following in the footsteps, leave aside for later on the following in the footsteps of the Vraja Gopis. But first of all, what is required to be able to learn to follow in the footsteps of the Vraja Gopis? We should take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Guru. We have heard about sadhana siddhas, those who have achieved perfection by practicing spiritual life, and kripa siddhas, those who have reached perfection by getting mercy. Most of the devotees gain the goal of spiritual life through mercy. There is no other way, there is no other shelter. So the most exalted, worshipped by all the chaste ladies, Shri Lakshmi Devi herself, she has given example related to following. Following in the footsteps of the Vraja Gopis is the topmost. But first of all, it's required to take shelter of Sri Guru and learn following in the footsteps from him. Then, by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, through Parampara, all these divine moods are coming towards Sri Guru. And from him, we should accept these moods. We should take shelter of such Sadguru, real Guru, proper Guru. Shastra is speaking without any second considerations. Shastra is not speaking in order that someone will praise it. Without any other consideration, Shastra is speaking truth directly. Shastra is speaking truth so that we can change ourselves for better, for our benefit. We are filled with all those bad qualities as illusion, anger, greed, envy. What should be done? To get rid of all of those unwanted qualities, we should take shelter of the real Guru. When the word real Guru is used, it means that there is another Guru, Asad Guru, or not real one, who is not the real Guru, the one who is presenting himself as a Guru. He's sitting at the seat of a Guru, although he is showing double faces, who is filled with greed. Who is the real Guru? The one who is not envy, who is not double-faced, who is doing everything for the benefit of disciples, who is accepting disciples, teaching them, praying for them to the Lord. So Shastra is saying, it's necessary to take shelter of Sadguru, of a real Guru. He is real Guru. He knows the real truth and he is teaching it. Nowadays, there are more Gurus than disciples. Amongst all of those Gurus, we should find the real one, Sadguru. We should understand and examine and choose a Guru who has all those proper qualities. Otherwise, we will end up with so many difficulties if we don't choose a proper Guru. Before Diksha, a disciple is examining Guru. What are his different moods, the knowledge he possesses, his behavior, his nature? Shastra is saying so. If we don't choose a proper Guru, disciple doesn't examine the Guru before Diksha, as Shastra recommends, then the disciple will end up in difficulties only. What is happening, unfortunately, nowadays? Those who are not possessing these qualities, proper qualities, they are presenting themselves as a Guru. And such a greedy Guru, he's seeing disciple just as some kind of business, as some customer who will help him in his business. So this is why Shastra scriptures are saying to choose a proper guru. If someone has one face from the outside and inside another person, another face is sitting, that's not proper. We should stay away from such a kind of so-called gurus. There won't be any benefit in such a relationship for the disciple or for such a guru, neither for such a disciple nor for such a guru. Shastra, the scriptures are saying, we should take shelter of the real guru. Scriptures are speaking directly. Shastra is sometimes speaking topics that are very hard to accept. But Shastra is speaking directly for our benefit, so that we would be able to change ourselves, modify ourselves for better, to be able to accept all of these instructions that Shri Krishna has given. Why are we have become bhaktas, devotees? For them that others would like us not. We have become devotees in order to change ourselves for better, to modify ourselves. So this is why we should accept knowledge given by Shri Guru, following in his footsteps for our benefit, for changing ourselves for better. If we wouldn't choose the proper guru, then we will end up in such a situation that that so-called guru would only use us. This is why Shri Uddhavji Maharaj was expressing that what is the proper place to surrender oneself. He was considering where to surrender himself, whom to sell, to say, his head, to whom to surrender completely. The only proper place, Uddhavji Maharaj concluded, are the lotus feet of the Vraja Gopis. So it's very important to choose the proper guru from whom to learn and follow, then in his footsteps. Otherwise, if not choosing the proper guru, we may end up in relationship with person, so-called guru, who will just suck us out for his own benefit.
তাহার তাহাতে দৃষ্টান্ত লক্ষ্মী করিল ভজন তথাপি না পাইল ব্রজে ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন আহা
So these shlokas from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explain these topics of Anugatya, following in the footsteps, example of Sri Lakshmi Devi, who didn't wish to follow in the footsteps of Raja Gopis and all the worship in Shri Krishna for such a long time. By today, she didn't reach her goal of reaching him, serving him. So, in the process of devotional service, we see that there are so many sadhus, munis, saints, and there are so many practices of devotional service that are not easy to do. But those saints that are following in the footsteps, we can see that their goal is filled. They are reaching the spiritual planets. They are reaching Vaikuntha. And those who are not following in the footsteps, or those who are not getting the proper association that they would be able to follow, they are ending in the opposite way. They are ending in hellish conditions. So it's very important to have the proper association, a proper guru, and follow in his footsteps. So here we can give example of one worldly famous in whole world woman. She was born in a low caste family, dark complexion, young maiden, virgin girl. Her mind was very beautiful, but she didn't look beautiful. Who is looking at the mind? Everyone is looking at the body only. So this low-caste girl, this dark complexion young girl, she couldn't get married because everyone is getting married to body, to beautiful body. Nobody is looking at the beautiful mind. So in this way, the time for her marriage has passed. And finally, one boy has been found. What kind of a boy? He was following so nicely in the footsteps of his parents. He was so surrendered to them, and his parents were very nice devotees. And they've told to their son, "Oh, our son, if we find one nice girl for you, would you be able to accept her, to please her?" And their son answered, "Of course, why wouldn't I?" The son has answered, "Whomever, whatever girl you find for me, I will accept her as my wife." So the parents have chosen this low-caste, this dark-faced, not beautiful, but beautiful-minded girl. The marriage has been arranged. It's the story from Treta Yuga. The marriage has been done, and as at that time, the bride and the groom, they would sit in the palanquin. But throughout the marriage, the groom hasn't seen the face of the bride yet. As they were sitting together, bride and the groom, in this palanquin, this boy was thinking, why did everyone cry during the marriage? He couldn't understand. So they have been carried in a palanquin, heading to their new home. And the groom was considering, let me see the face of my bride. I've married her. Let me see how she looks like. So this groom, this boy, has taken away the gunga, this face cover of his new bride. of his wife. And he was shocked when he had seen her face, his dark color, her dark color face, not beautiful face. He was shocked and he has rejected her immediately. He was thinking, there is no way, I'm not taking her to my home. He has left her in the forest. The whole marriage following of his, everyone has left along with him. And the new bride has been left in the forest alone. Being left alone in the forest, she started crying. There were so many saints living in that forest. And one very merciful saint has come and he has asked her, "Oh daughter, why are you crying here? Why are you alone here in the forest and crying? What has happened?" So the girl, the newly married bride, still being decorated with all the marriage decorations, this newly married woman has told the saint, "Oh Baba, I've been just married, but when my husband has seen me not liking my face, my look, he has left me here in the forest." And this real sadhu, he has told her, O mother, most of those, maximum of the persons of this material world, when they are marrying, they are just choosing the beautiful body. But look, but the Lord, he seeing everyone the same way. The Lord is loving everyone. He is not differentiating. And this saint has given instruction to the girl. Do one thing. Stay in my ashram and accept the spiritual practices. You will gain all auspiciousness. What is her name? Her name is Devi Sabari. She was so fortunate that she was doing puja of Lord Ramachandra and she has gained his direct darshan. She was so simple that before offering the fruit, she would first taste it. And if it's nice, she would offer it. If not, if it would be sour or not nice in some way, she would throw it away and wouldn't offer. So the Sabari Devi, she has accepted Diksha from the Sadhu. She has taken shelter of the Guru and she has learned from him to follow in the footsteps. The way that Guru has taught her to practice spiritual life, to do puja, she did everything without being lazy. Laziness is a great enemy. Those who were not able to give up laziness, all their life is just turning around of that laziness, around the laziness. not being able to do anything. And then the meaning of human life is lost. After so many prayers and practices, we have gained this human form of life. So we shouldn't waste it in laziness. If someone remains lazy, so it's like making a suicide, a spiritual suicide of one's own soul. So this Sabari Mataji, she has gained the darshan of the Lord. So by the divine will, we have heard also another example of importance of following in the footsteps. So the one should surrender to Sadguru, to real Guru. We should stay away from the cheaters, and then all auspiciousness will come to us. We should take shelter of those who are not envious. Of the real sadhu, we should take shelter of the lotus feet of the real sadhu, real guru. It's been earlier explained also that a person who don't understand who the real guru is, when Shiguru is speaking directly about the faults of these materialistic personalities, those foolish personalities who are possessing all of those faults, wouldn't like to hear such a topics. The Lord Shri Krishna was speaking to Shri Uddhavji Maharaj just before he was leaving this world. Rishi Maitreya was present there. Uddhavji, he was again and again saying, "Hey Bhagavan, hey the Supreme Lord, please tell me something from your lotus mouth directly. All the time you're giving references to different shastras. Please tell me something on your own directly." And the Lord Shri Krishna, he has answered, "In actuality, whatever references I'm speaking from different shastras, different scriptures, these are all my own words. What else, what new I can say?" And Uddhavji Maharaj was pleading, "Please, tell something on your own for me." And Shri Krishna told something very hard to understand. Those who are good devotees, they are sadbhaktas and asadbhaktas, real devotees and not real devotees, as they are sadgurus, asadgurus, real and not real gurus. There are so many descriptions in the shastras of devotees of different levels: Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama, beginners, medium, and the topmost, highest stage. We should study all of those topics. So Shri Krishna told, "Look, what is to be done? One should bound one's mind, keep a mind away from all the kind of material enjoyments, and one should focus one's mind on me. The Lord is speaking from His own lotus mouth to Uddhavji. Uddhavji was pleading again and again, "Oh, my dearest Lord, please tell something for me directly." So we are hearing now these two shlokas, two verses.
Bhagavantam vibhavasam shitam bhayam tamopeti sadhun sangsevatas tatha.
These two shlokas are describing the topics of Anugatya, following in the footsteps. One should learn to follow in the footsteps of Sadhu Guru Shastra and be able to tolerate all the difficulties, be fixed in the shelter and the lotus feet of Shri Guru, Shri Sadhu. And what would happen? He is saying,
Shitam bhayam tamopeti sadhun sangsevatas tatha.
Dear Uddhav, those who are taking shelter of Sadhu Guru and Shastra, what will happen to them? Here, I am telling you, shortly, briefly. It is as when someone is taking shelter of the fire. What would happen? Fire is very powerful. So when someone takes shelter of the fire, what will happen? The first thing is that they won't feel cold. And what else will happen? No wild animals will come close. Why? Because by seeing fire, the wild animals will run away. Those who have went to Narmada River Parikrama, many are doing Parikrama of Nadi River and getting perfection. They've gained the darshan of the Lord. So the Parikrama of Narmada River is glorified. Those Bhakta sadhus who are doing Parikrama, on the way they are sitting by fires. Why? Because in that area they are the black panthers. These wild animals, black pantheras, they are living in that area. But when they see the fire, they are not daring to come close. They run away. In the same way, those who are taking shelter of Shri Guru, of Shri Sadhu, and Shri Shastra, the cold cannot touch them. There is no fear for them in no way. No wild animals can't come neither. So those who are taking shelter of Shri Guru and following in His footsteps, as the Lord has given example of this world, that those who are taking shelter of the fire, there is no fear of cold, of wild animals, or darkness for them. In the shelter of Shri Guru, all the darkness of illusion, maya, and ignorance will be away from us. So those who are taking shelter of Shri Guru, without laziness, taking shelter and following in the footsteps of Shri Guru, all the darkness of ignorance will be away from them. The Maya illusion won't be able to touch them. All the darkness of ignorance and illusion will be away from such a disciple, and ultimately, Sri Krishna is saying, they will be able to reach me. So all the sadhus, munis, rishis in this world, those who are thinking of women, the Lord is saying, they won't reach me. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, those who are having association, thinking of women, they are not sadhus. When stri or woman is mentioned, it's not meant one's own wife, but those who have accepted, renounced order of life and still are having greed for women, thinking of women, they're considered not the real sadhus. Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, these are direct words of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Whatever knowledge they have, whatever great tapasya they are doing, as much as they are renounced or even taking mauna, meaning not speaking, everything is meaningless. If inside of themselves, in their minds and hearts, they're greedy for and lusty for the association of women, if they are thinking of meaning women in such a lusty way, they are not considered real sadhus, and the Lord is saying, they will never reach me. So Uddhavji, considering where is the most appropriate place to take shelter, Sri Uddhavji Maharaj is describing, glorifying the Vraja Gopis. They are the greatest. And he has concluded, I will sell my head, I will surrender my head, myself, to the lotus feet of the Vraja Gopis. So, all of these points that we have heard today, everything is related to Anugatya, to following in the footsteps. Uddhavji was afraid. To whom I should surrender my head, myself. He was considering, I'm not qualified to surrender to the most glorious Vraja Gopis. I'm not qualified to do so. I'm lacking qualification. He's desiring to be their servant. He is Dasya Rasik. He is in the Dasya mood, in servitude mood. But he was so humbly considering that he himself, all the beings so qualified, that he himself doesn't have the proper qualification, that he is lacking qualification needed to surrender to the topmost lotus feet of the Vraja Gopis. Uddhavji Maharaj, he was lamenting that he is not qualified to surrender to the lotus feet of Vraja Gopis, that he is not qualified to be their servant even, although himself being in servitude mood. being so supremely qualified and so humble, he is considering himself non-qualified. Those foolish ones who are not qualified, they consider themselves being so, so highly qualified. But real qualified devotees, they are humble and they consider themselves lacking qualification, not being qualified to properly surrender to the Lord. Such a greatest devotee as Uddhavji himself, who is so close to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, being so dear to the Lord, he himself is so humble, considering himself as being not qualified to become a servant at the lotus feet of Vraja Gopis. So what is Uddhavji saying?
Uddhavji
is saying, oh no,
Ami Brindavane ei gopider charan renu prapto hobo bole ami
ei in order to be able to take shelter and mercy of the lotus feet, the dust of the lotus feet of the Vraja Gopis. I wish to be born to appear in Vraja as a soft grass, this medicinal grass. So to be able to be touched by the lotus feet, by the dust of the lotus feet of Vraja Gopis. In this way, Uddhavji was praying, considering himself non-qualified to surrender and serve the lotus feet of Vraja Gopis. He's saying, oh no, I'm not qualified to become their servant. So I simply wish to be born in this soft medicinal grass so that the gopis' lotus feet would touch me, and in this way I would be able to get the dust of their lotus feet. So our Acharya Srila Sanatan Goswami in his Brihat Toshani and Srila Jiva Goswami in his Lagu Toshani, they are describing that there are no greatest, more glorious personalities than the Vraja Gopis. And they are glorifying the lotus feet of the Vraja Gopis, and they are glorifying Uddhavji Maharaj, praying for his mercy. Please bestow your mercy upon us so that we would be able to gain a little bit of praying bhakti towards these Vraja Gopis and be able to write about it. So even our most qualified acharyas, they are praying in such a way. Taking shelter, praying for the mercy of Uddhavji Maharaj, who himself being so supremely qualified, he didn't consider himself qualified enough to serve the Vraja Gopis, but desired to be born and the medicinal gulma grass, and in this way received the mercy from the lotus feet of the Vraja Gopis. So this proper vision should be developed. Without it, we will do so many offenses. It should be understood that each living entity, from all the living entities that are present in Vraj, from animals, trees, even such a fine grass and this soft medicinal gulma grass, they are all so divine personalities. So we are by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, we hope to continue with these divine topics, hearing these divine topics tomorrow.
Jai Jai Sri Radhesham Nitai Gaur Sitanat Premanande.